Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 189. Wow, today is Saturday, October 26, 2019. I'm your host, Leda, and joining me this week is my co-host, Fair. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. Well, morning to you, yes.
Exactly. Look, there's not many things I can get away with, but you know, when I say good morning, it is actually morning. So that is good. Though it is, you know, it is nighttime for you guys. So again, appreciate everyone being here. But thank you for helping me out this week, Fair. Really appreciate that. And
of course.
Super excited to catch up with this amazing and wonderful person. And we've got Rogue Slayer with us this week.
Yay! Good morning.
Thanks.
How are you?
Ah, good. I'm pretty good.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming and indulging me, which is probably the main thing. But thank you for popping in once again and saying hi and letting us know what you've been up to. So I think the easiest thing to do is, I know that we like to regularly catch up with you because, you know, it's one, it's good fun having a chat with you. Two, it's just seeing what you've been doing because it has been a couple months and I'm always interested to see how you're going and how you're leveling. So can you tell us what have you been up to since we last caught up with you, basically?
Well, I haven't been paying a lot of attention to things outside of the game. I've changed to a different job at work, like same company, but different jobs. That's really fun, but taking up a lot of my time. So one thing that really popped up on me, surprise, I was going along, I had my working iron, and I was doing a daily quest from Ironforge, and I went over to do the cold fishing, and I went over to the lake. Yep. And I'm thinking, oh, I'll just run past all these things, and they start attacking me. Like, what is this? Why are these things level 47? What's going on? And I discovered the scaled up starting zone.
Yes.
So I've been really enjoying those.
Surprise.
I've had a few tunes that have hit 60. You know, nice. These little zones. I had one that hit 60 inside Shadow Glen, I think it is. The Night Elf, really the Night Elf starting zone, the little really starting zone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was kind of fun, you know.
Nice.
So I've had to, you know, rework my strategies on things and you know what I can do so I've been going to taking a lot of folks back to starting zones and hitting those on. But I do have some that are up in the 60s. So for a while, I was getting things to 60 and then sort of letting them marinate there for a while and get the rest of XP. My thinking was that if I got a bunch of them up there into that same level area, it'd be easier for me to jump from tune to tune. You know, because I'd be doing the same sorts of things. I could get into a good rhythm like I have in the starting zones because, you know, I'm always in the freaking starting zone. And it's been actually working out really, really well.
Well, good.
These guys are... I'm doing pretty well. So I have a little bit of a rundown for you.
Okay.
So I have some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's 3 working, 4 green, 10 iron.
Just a couple.
That's what I've killed since the last time we talked.
Oops.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay. All right. You know... You've still got to the end of the year. We've got the Deathless show is coming up at the end of the year. I think it's the 14th or the 16th or something.
She's a contender.
Sorry.
Since July, mid-July, when I last spoke with you.
Yep.
I've killed those off. Of course, there was a contest in there. There were several irons in the contest tub.
Mm-hmm.
I was off of the irons for quite a while, and then there was an iron contest. So I started playing some more irons, and they fell to the usual, a couple of the usual things. Imog the Crusher,
yes,
over in Lochmanon,
yep,
and then I'd had good luck with Foreman Sharpsnear, so I decided to try it.
Yep.
I step on your head, I burn you up. So yep. I'll just leave those two alone.
Mm-hmm.
But then Brewfest came along, and mm-hmm. I've never had good luck with Brewfest before. I think maybe they changed some things with the Rams this time,
yes,
but for some reason I really got the hang of it. Whatever they did, it got through to my brain,
mm-hmm.
and I had fun with Brewfest.
Yeah.
And I was doing a lot of Brewfest outside Ironforge, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just doing that. And they're like, hey, these tunes are having a great time. I'm going to go over, and I have these little irons over by on the Horde side.
Yeah.
So I'll take one of those in there. Now, I had, you know, a couple of times the folks had invaded, you know, near Ironforge, and I, helped take them out. So, you know, that happened while I had this little baby orc out there. And, you know, like, oh, I'll help. And I pew, pew. And they all chased me.
Oh,
and nobody else helped. And they all ran after me.
Oh,
and she died.
So, oh, that's horrible.
Death by Brewfest.
There's the title right there. Okay. All right. That's one contender.
I didn't take any more of my Horde side to Brewfest. I just said, nope, it didn't work. I'm just stepping away from this.
Mm-hmm.
I did have one disconnect death.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the middle of a fight, and I got disconnected. And when I came back in, I was a ghost. So I went out of that. And then I had a suicide. I had a problem with one of my tunes. I had an iron tune, but I had been playing some green tunes, and I had her over at Wetlands, and I accidentally equipped a green, because I've been equipping greens and all these other tunes, and I put it on, and I went, right away, and I said,
bummer.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. You're out of here.
Yep.
That's my general overall summary of what's been going on.
Mm-hmm. So not much, really. You know, once again, we catch up with you and you're like, just a little bit. So you've been busy, basically. just a tad. All right. Excellent. Well, thank you for that. So what are we up to? 17 you've lost between...
Yes.
When did we talk to you?
July. July 14th or 17th or something.
I'd say, you know, good chance. I think you're right, Faye. I think she's a contender for...
Seems like it to me.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Let me open up my spreadsheet,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you how many I've killed this year. Let's see. 2019, done.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, scrolling. I have killed 41 this year.
Okay, all right.
I think 2 months to go.
Yeah, and
yeah,
exactly. You've got 2 months to go. So, I think. Do you remember how many you killed off last year?
Oh, I can look it up. 2018 done. Let's see. I killed off 54.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, was it the year before that you were like three figures? Wasn't there? There was a year. I'm sure there was.
But
last year was less than the previous year, though, from what I remember.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. All right. Well. You know, we still got what? Technically, we've got maybe 6 weeks.
And there are some holidays where I have some time off from work.
Yeah. Exactly. Look, you know, anything's possible. Anything's possible. Oh, alrighty. Now, Fair, sorry, I forgot to change the the questions. Like, just, you know, it's one of those things. I had everything set, and of course Lita forgot to do one thing. So can I get you to ask Rogue Slayer the next question, please?
Just would like to know, Rogue Slayer, what challenges you're currently focused on. I mean, obviously you're playing a lot of different kinds of tunes, but is there a particular class and race that you're focusing on, and why?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the challenges, I have a lot of greens going on right now. Mm-hmm. I still do have my three bloodthirsties that have been around forever in my past best. Nice. As far as classes, I think I told you last time I was trying to, you know, play some of these things I hadn't mm-hmm. played a lot. You know, I was sort of heavy on the paladins mm-hmm. before. I've got warlocks and shaman and druids and priests and mages.
Yeah.
So I'm playing all those guys. And I'm having fun with it. I don't know. Things are sticking. You know, it's been a good, what?
Nice.
You know, 11 years. You'd think things would finally start sinking in. I think they are. You know.
Sometimes you just can't rush anything, you know. It's just
you really, really can't, you know. But like, let's see, I've got a lot of blood elves and gnomes. It's kind of mm-hmm. heavy on that lately. Undeads, uh-huh. mm-hmm. occasionally, but yeah, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 5 greens going right now.
Five greens,
blood elves, a working, an iron, and a pacifist, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been focused on.
Excellent.
I've been enjoying it. The green is kind of cool because you get the green gear, which is mm-hmm. nice, but you can also get a little bit, you know, some of the stats. You can actually get some haste going on. And, you know, it's pretty cool. I've got a priest who's up there pretty high right now. And gosh, you know, she never runs out of mana. It's awesome. She's just, I've got a mage who's like, give me my water. I need more mana, you know?
Well, green's really nice for casters because you finally can make some use of a weapon. No, otherwise, for a regular iron, your level 1 weapon is as good at level 120 as it is at once.
It's like going out and battling with a toothpick. I poke mm-hmm. you in your eye.
Exactly.
So yeah, so I've been enjoying all my softies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty
fun.
Okay, nice. All righty. And Faye, I'll get you to do the next one too for me, please.
Yes. I'd like to hear any advice that you have for anybody who wants to try a challenger of any sort. Tips and tricks, mm-hmm. secrets.
My advice. Secrets. My advice this week is mm-hmm. to stay with your comfort zones.
Mm-hmm.
Think of your zones that. It's like a nice teddy bear that you can hold on to, and just every corner you go around, you know what's going to be there, and you're so happy to see these old friends. Just do that instead, especially where these zones are scaling up to 60. You know, by the time you get to 60, you should have a good handle on this too.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, but you can really go far by just staying with your favorite zones, you know. I think last time we talked, I'd do the starting zones till I hit 20, and then I'd go do some of my favorites, but I was trying to aim it kind of on reputations to get those nice bags. Now I'm just jumping to my favorite old friend zones, you know. I like Elwynn Forest mm-hmm. and Tomorrow and I like the Night Elf starting area, and of course Tearsfall Glades, and up mm-hmm. at Eversong, Evermoon, whatever it is, the Blood Elves. But mm-hmm. I've been going back and doing a lot of the Draenei stuff. I mean, you can go all the way back into the Starty zone, you know, the crash site.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I've been going there. Yeah. Yeah, then once I get out of there, I love Loch Modan, and mm-hmm. but then I've been jumping up and doing Dustwallow Marsh, and when I get up higher, I usually end up wrapping things up in Swamp of Sorrows.
Mm-hmm.
I've really been digging Swamp of Sorrows lately. It's also good for my pacifist to do some herb gathering and
mining. Yeah, there's good herbs there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of been fun. I've just been able to just totally avoid the zones I don't like, mm-hmm. you know, the zones that have been the most trouble for me, Un'Goro Crater and Silithius, you know, just Just don't bring me any bad news. Yeah. You know, I like winter, spring. I like going up to there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just been fun. So I would say pick the zones that you like and just quest them till they're dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to your next favorite one.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a good idea.
That is. And obviously with, you know, with the zone scaling now, that's just come in and we're all still finding our feet with it, so to speak. On honestly, from what I've found, everything works for every challenge but one, and that would be pacifists. I hate it on the pacifists. But, you know, irons working,
agree with you, there.
You know, bloods.
Especially
fantastic.
Crowd control.
Mm-hmm. 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 So that's the only issue that I have is passies. It is not friendly to do, but mm-hmm. but everything else, like you said, like just jump around and go back and some of that stuff, you know, with doing those quests for the starting zones scales up. So, mm-hmm. you know, so just because you do it at level 5 and you get your level 5 weapon, you go back at 55 and do it. Guess what? It turns into a 55, a level 55 weapon. Not, yeah. obviously, not every single thing, but there is a lot.
Yeah, like
of
definitely,
that, so.
Definitely. Mm. I mean, you know, I pick up a lot of you know, really low level trash, but I've also been able to, you know, level up some items on my, you know, level 59 tune I have in there. This is a better, you know, jacket, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty.
Yeah.
So that's my advice.
No, the damn good advice. I've written that one down, and we will add that into our Google Docs for all of our challenge of the tips of the week. So I'm going to definitely add that one in because you know, awesome. Things have changed. Like, and again, we, you know, as you're leveling, you're looking for the best way to do things. So I think that one's a really good one. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Now, there's this little funny thing that's happening next weekend. I don't know if you guys know anything about it. I heard about it and I thought, yeah, I might check it out, see what's going on. But there's this BlizzCon. And apparently there's going to be some stuff about Warcraft. So I want to know, with BlizzCon being, you know, practically what, a week away, less than a week away, what would you like Blizzard to announce? What's your thing?
Well, I have to say, I did watch the recent video where they were announcing some changes. And mm-hmm. maybe it had been released a while ago, but I like the auction house changes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool, so I don't need to wish for that. So that was awesome. What my wish, I don't think I'm going to get what I want for Christmas, for BlizzConmas, but I would like to see an end to the Pathfinder game of Twister that you have to go through in order to fly mm-hmm. in these zones. I've given up. I'm just not going to do it. You know? I try and I get frustrated, and that's just not the way I like to play. And, you mm-hmm. know, just let me get to a certain level, or let me go everywhere. Fine. You want me to get everywhere on foot before you let me fly? Mm. I'll go everywhere on foot. But don't make me then do 75 dungeons and do all these things in this class order hall that I can't even keep
yes.
straight. And just, oh my God. You know, and yep. hand in hand with that is stop making me prove my worthiness to try out a new race. You know, these little guys are just sitting there waiting to be played. Play me. And then they're like, no, I'm sorry. You haven't, you know, done all your 75,000 quests that you have to do this and gotten exalted with, you know, the dandelions that grow only in this one pasture. You can't do this new race. You're not worthy. So
yeah.
That's what I would like to see.
Yeah, I like that.
I have a void elf. That's mm-hmm. as far as I got.
Okay.
I think I finally did kill the Void Elf off. The Void Elf is one that I managed to get a contest, and I kept her alive for a really long time, and I killed her at some point, and I haven't gone back.
That's fair enough. I mean, sometimes it's just easier to stick with what you know, but you know, the Blizzard does have a habit of making us jump through.
I'd love to play a new race, but it's
jumping through
very
hoops.
Daunting.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. Well, I obviously we will find out next week. And hey, look, fingers crossed that we all get what we would like, you know, to see from Blizzard, because I would be guessing on there will be quite a bit of Warcraft news this year.
I hope so. I haven't even got my ticket yet. I've had my money set aside, but I haven't actually purchased my ticket yet.
You've been busy.
I've had it budgeted for months now.
Nice.
And nice. Julie has already agreed to cede the big TV to so I can hook my computer up to it. I tried using the online, you know, through Prime last year. It sucked. It just wouldn't come up. I finally just HDMI'd my MacBook to the 60-inch TV. And,
nice.
We're good to go.
Damn, actually, I might have to do that. I might hook mine up to my TV too, just to get it in, you know, much bigger. Yeah, so we'll have to see.
It's like, it's like my own Jumbotron.
I know. Feel like you're actually there. That's amazing. Alrighty.
Without the con crud.
Without feeling the pressure. Yeah, because there's a lot of people. A lot. So yeah. Yes. All right.
I did get a flu shot in case I vicariously comes through or something.
Mm-hmm. Just look, always safe to be, you know, to be safe nowadays. So that's good. All right. So what have you been up to this week? Busy week with lots going on in game?
It's Hallow's End.
Oh, hang on. Let me see. I've got one for that. Here we go. Let me try this.
Yes, I've been having a wonderful time in Hallow's End. I got the Hearthstone, so I have the full set of Hearthstones. My little gnome looks so awesome when she hearths home now. She gets the pumpkin head and the little fire. I love all the little bats. So that's fun. But I've been doing some super leveling. Just doing Hallow's End. So I went through and I took all my tunes through the dailies, and then I picked my lowest tunes. I figured she'd get to her buckets that she could get to fastest. The lowest tune, got her to her buckets, parked her, you know, back at the area near where the dailies are, and then I'd go to the next one. And then every day I go through it, I do all the dailies, and I've jumped up some of these tunes like five or six levels. Nice. And then a couple of them, once I got them through, I got all of them to their candy buckets that were available. Then I went through, I'm like, okay, this one's at 58. Two more levels, I can get her to 60, more buckets. Northrend and Outland buckets are available. Mm-hmm. So I leveled her up to 60, and then I leveled another one up to 60, and then I leveled another one up to 60. I have one, she's at 70.
Nice.
She hit 70 lighting the bonfire on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Like she turned in that quest and hit 70. So I'm like, that's my thing this week. Can I get her to 80 before Hallow's End finishes so she can get more candy buckets?
I know.
So she's like two-thirds of the way through 71 now.
Nice.
I was playing it right before we came on air this evening.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing. The poor Bloodthirsties, they're not getting a lot of love right now. My pacifist is having a wonderful time. Just everybody is going up. I did have some flashbacks to something that happened to me before on Hallow's End.
Okay.
Where in the Ruins of Lordaeron, usually when I finish somebody up, I ride them just inside the door so that they're getting the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought in one of my lower tunes, took her riding out, because of course she can't fly, but she went riding out and she sees some Alliance tunes. So she went scurrying back into the ruins and sort of cowered in a corner because she still had a few minutes left of PvP activated from the stink bombs. That happened to me a couple of years ago. I had her go down the elevator to go clean up some stink bombs.
Yes.
And the elevator opened up at the lower level, and there was this Alliance tune fighting people right outside the elevator doors. So I just had to, like, you know, hovered back in the elevator. Yep. Please go up. Please go up. I'm waiting for the elevator to go up. And then I hopped off the elevator, sat there watching my countdown clock finish until I was safe to go out there again.
Oh my Lord. Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now today, just this morning, ice block saved my ass. this was one of my little mage, and I had there's these two candy buckets in Stone Talon Mountains. They're way up.
Yes.
And to get to one, you really have to do a quest where they fly you up there, because otherwise you're riding. So I've been taking them people back when I could fly them. So really the only one I had flown up there was somebody who was way up there. I think it was my tin, who hit 108 this week.
Nice.
And so she went in, there's this decrepit inn that's been taken over by the invading tendrils and such.
Yep.
It's way, way up.
I know the one you're talking about.
There's a candy bucket in there. It's like this thing has been surrounded by enemies, but somebody's going in and stocking it with candy. Okay, I want the candy. So I flew up there. And of course, my tin, she just flew in. Thanks, bye, off she went.
Yeah.
So today I fly in my new level 60 mage and I swoop her down. I get the candy bucket. Next thing I know, she's fighting with one of those invading tendrils. So I'm like, okay, I can do this. So I'm fighting her and I'm bringing the tendril down. Mm-hmm. And then the tendril grabs me. And I'm like, I can't fight. She's grabbing me. So I hit my arcane explosion.
Yep.
So that kind of poofs out to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this is cool. Well, it did poof out and everything, and the tendril threw me up on the roof.
Right.
Where there was a sentinel up there.
Oh, no.
On the roof. So I'm like,
Ouch.
God. I don't know what to do. So I got the tendril to die because the tendril was still trying to whip at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, maybe I can get away. So I ran over the edge of the roof. I'm like, no, I'm not jumping off this roof because there's things down there too. So I'm like, ice block. So I ice blocked. I sat there holding my breath, and the sentinel got bored and walked away. Ice block came on.
Lucky.
I popped my broom, which was instant, and off I flew.
Wow.
Good job.
That's amazing. Oh, wow. Well done.
That was my big...
Well done, though.
Yeah, and so like I said, now I have... Everybody has gotten all their buckets they can get, and they're all just hanging out for the dailies. But Skygreen, my priest, she's off in Zangarbash. I took her; she had been doing Northrend, but now she's at 70, so I want to do the island quest up on Kel'Thalas.
Yep.
Those dailies that are available at 70. So I took her to the dailies. Then I have her based in Zangarbash, and she's out doing all those Zangarbash. Zangarbash is kind of a comfy zone for me.
Yep.
In Outland. Zangarbash and Negrand, I think, are my two favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's still on fairly early on the Zangarbash quests, and she did one set of the dailies, and then I came on to here, but she's at 71, a little high on 71. So fingers crossed, I'll get her to 80 and be able to get more candy buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'll get her to 80 in time to go get the candy buckets, not right as the clock is ticking down.
It is an addiction though, isn't it? Like you see that little candy icon or whichever, if you've got the add-on, and it's just, it's like it's free XP. So why not? You just want to chase it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
and these folks who are flying, they're also getting exploration experience too. While they do all these things, because I'm taking these folks out to these places where they don't even have the flight points, so I'm flying from place to place and getting it all, and man, that adds up.
Exactly. What do we got? We still got about 4 days, three or four days left, maybe.
Until Friday, I guess.
Is it?
Might
be a bit longer. Might be five. Yeah. So, utilize it if you can. Obviously, not bloodthirsties. Sorry, no love on the bloodthirsties, but everyone else can utilize it. So, yeah, go for it. Wow, what a week, Rogue Slayer. Oh, my Lord.
That's been my week.
That's fantastic. Well done.
You've been getting around, yes.
She has been getting around. Yeah.
I've been seeing the world this week.
You have. You have, most definitely. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for sharing all of that. And let's see what's fair. Because, again, fair's another one, has hardly any tunes. Doesn't do that much in
hardly
game.
At all.
All right, hit us with it. What have you been up to this week, fair?
Well, obviously it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So that explains a lot. I have actually been postponing, and some of the candy buckets, trying to get a little higher and then use that as experience mm-hmm. in ranges that are harder to get experience in.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I've been doing it now and again, but not as much as I'm going to be doing this week. This week I'm going to be flying around to Candy Buckets Maniac, mm-hmm. assuming that my internet will cooperate and the weather will cooperate, because yeah. I've had issues. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a bit. But my little pacifist rogue is 31.
Nice.
She's not doing a lot of urban and mining and stuff at the moment. She's mostly doing Halloween things and cooking fishing dailies. I have two green mans. One of them leveled this week, hitting 60 on my little Draenei Shaman. Mm-hmm. So that was exciting. Yeah. Nice. So I can now take her to Outland and Northrend to do candy buckets.
Yep.
That was my goal as well, to get any of them to 60 that I could, you know, to get yeah. them to the other zones. My other green man is, you know, like 105 or something. She's slower to get there, but. No.
Just give me 2 seconds. Hang on. 2 seconds. For some reason, Twitch has decided to drop us and it's not come back. I don't know why. Hang on. Let's see. Just give it 2 seconds. I'll see if it comes back. Don't know. Is it back? Because everything's it's Twitch's end. We're back. Yeah, we're back. Excellent. Because everything my end is perfectly fine. Yay, I didn't stop recording. It's not true. You're lurking in another stream. No, everything looks okay on this side. I can tell. Looks okay. Anyway, doesn't matter. Look, you know, it's the main thing is sometimes you just gotta give your editing partner something to do. He probably right. won't, you know, he probably won't, he'll just let it go. That's fine. That's fine. But, you know, sometimes he might just want to be like, oh, I'll edit that. What time are we at? I better write it down and tell him. He'll be like, what did you do, leader? All right. I'll be like, it wasn't me. Okay. Let me write down, we're about 32 minutes in. We'll check around that. Okay. All right. Sorry, Fair. If you can continue.
Sure. I have a couple of irons who are making some progress thanks mm-hmm. to Candy Buckets. My nice. Night Elf Rogue hit 96. That's nice. Yeah,
wow.
She has no garrison, so getting mm-hmm. this experience is really nice for her.
Nice. Yep.
My Night Elf Druid iron hits 57, so one more level and she can do everything at 58 being a druid.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to that. I've been really lucky getting brooms on most of these tunes.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Really lucky. Surprisingly Aww. Lucky.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of brooms drop and I've bought some other ones.
Yeah.
I had a pumpkin bag drop the other day. I'd never seen a pumpkin
oh,
bag
wow.
before.
I what? Know that they oh. exist in Classic.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were in retail.
Huh.
Interesting.
Cool. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, I read that in Classic, if it has a chance of dropping off of level 50 plus mobs. So mm-hmm. obviously mm-hmm. none of my Classics are anywhere near that. But mm-hmm. apparently it's a rare drop because I know people have been trying to farm it and not getting any.
I got one. I actually think it might have dropped up at that rundown old inn where I had to fight the Tendril in the Seven.
Oh.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Good.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, yeah, I've been, you know, leveling my Tin Man a little bit with the Halloween again. My mm-hmm. Night Elf Mage hit 99. She should
nice.
Get to 100 yeah. soon, I think.
Ooh, how
Yay.
Exciting.
Yay.
Little Tin Man, yeah. And then there's my Working Man, which has mm. been getting most of my love this week.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my sources of heart failure. she hit 96.
Mm.
She is fortunate to be a druid. And being a druid with a kitty form, she has 9 lives, but she is going through them. I think she's probably down to two or three left. But,
oh, no.
She lived through things she should never have lived through in terms of disconnects. A couple of them might have been blizzard, but a lot were weather, and others were simply my ISP being very difficult for me. It seems like it's not only my local weather, but in the whole region, they claim outages.
Oh,
so I have had a lot of disconnects, and always seems to be when I'm on the working man.
Of course.
My best save was due directly to being a druid. She was in Sholazar Basin in the River's Heart area and saw a node for ore, and it was up one of the waterfalls. So she started flying up.
Yep.
Bam. Freeze. Disconnect.
No.
In flight. Going up a waterfall.
Yep.
And that was a long disconnect. It was about 6 hours. I got back. Oh. I remembered where she was.
Yep.
As soon as I logged in, I immediately saw her start to fall and hit flight form and saved her.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Instant flight for the win. I mean, I did have a parachute, but I don't know if it would have been enough because she wasn't that far up because it's just almost waterfalls. So the instant flight saved her. So I've been really cautious on her. Ooh. Flying low to the ground, not doing as much stuff as I really would like to.
Yeah.
But she's one of the ones that I was trying to wait on doing a lot of candy buckets, because if she could get to 80 with all the things that she normally does, the 70s are easy for her.
Yeah.
With all the Northrend chests and dailies and Kuldanis dailies and other things. So I need to start doing more candy buckets, though, because I don't know if I'll actually get to 80 otherwise, because I'm being cautious on her.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose her.
Yeah,
so that was a little more excitement than I wanted. So I've been doing a few candy buckets on my tins just because I don't care so much if they disconnect and don't make it, you know? But of course, they don't disconnect. It's only the irons and working man, you know?
Yeah.
So the other place that I take refuge when I'm looking at bad weather is Classic. Not Iron Classic. I don't want to risk anybody. And I'm kind of paused there because I'm really waiting for the API. But I have a regular mage, and I'm really enjoying her. I'm kind of overdosing on nostalgia.
Yeah.
Got her almost to 30.
Nice.
Doing some of the old longer quest chains and going, wow, I remember where this was. I'm amazed. I could actually find this thing. Went right to it.
Yeah.
The little quest chain that results in you getting the Darthold's Rod of Transformation that turns you into a Firbolg. If you don't turn it in at the end of the quest chain, you can keep it and become a Firbolg anytime. The trick on that is just don't turn in the last step.
Yeah.
So that's what she's doing. So I'm running around there. I will say Classic Halloween is a major disappointment.
Really?
There's nothing happening there. I mean, you know, you can trick or treat once per hour, and it doesn't give you any experience. A costume or a trick, you know, a treat, something, some candy, whatever. There's one quest that I found at the levels I'm at, which is from an orphan in Stormwind that sends you around to, you know, get all of the candy from the innkeepers where you dance or flex or whatever. And, you know, some of the lobbies can't even get to Darnassus anyway without doing the big swim.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a disappointment. Bummer. I hope that Christmas is better.
Wow.
So that's my week.
Yeah. Wow. What a week. And yay for...
good but stressful week.
I know. Instant flight for the win.
I didn't lose anybody, so that's good.
That's good. That's good. That is positive. So congratulations on them. Look at you going with all your tunes. My goodness. My goodness. That's
working
fantastic. I know. That is fantastic. All righty. Okay. So, you know, I've not done very much either because you guys know me and, you know, I don't play that many tunes. So
You focus on one thing and see it through.
Yep.
Right.
Focused leader. Yeah, right. Anyway, so my week has been good. I'm still, I hurt my knee just over a month ago, Rogue Slayer. So I've had a lot of time off because I tore a muscle. Yay. But it's repairing and I am back at work, but I'm back in a reduced capacity at the moment. So I'm still getting a fair bit of time. So that's really good. So Halloween hits and what do you want to do? Because as soon as you see those candy buckets, you're just like, hells yeah, let's do it. Hang on, let's do it one more time because I love this. It's gonna be my ringtone, I tell ya. It's so my ringtone. Okay, so pacifist. We did manage to get the baby passy, my tauren druid, hit 42 this week. My night elf rogue though was the one that I concentrated because I was like, yeah, candy buckets, here we go, let's do this. So we got nearly two levels because dailies with fishing and cooking certainly did help. She hit 96.
Woof.
Nice.
Who would have thought? Who the hell would have thunk that Lita would have a 96 passy? Because not this girl, that's for certain. So the only ones I could not do for up to that level was Vashia. I was not taking her underwater. That was gonna be like nope. And there was a place in Kunlai Summit that the Alliance place that's burning, and I think you've got to do quest to
quest, you don't open it.
And I was like, yeah, no. So they were the only ones I couldn't get, but you know what, that's fine. We managed to take Fair's advice and go and do some archaeology, which apparently, Fair, I'm going to be really loving archaeology in the future on the Passy, huh?
You will be, yes.
Yeah, So 96. So really, really happy with how she's traveling. Blood wise, we did get the dwarf warlock hit 20. So did the panda hunter, because you know you just gotta have more. There's no such thing as less. It's always more. The human warlock hit 31. My Colteran hunter hit 32. My dark iron dwarf warlock hit 36. Anyone got a theme there at all? Maybe, no. And the Lightforged Draenei Hunter hit 59. So yeah, warlocks and hunters, what can I say? That's the main thing. Speaking of warlocks and hunters, well, the Iron Team that I'm doing with Execute, we hit 59 last night. So Tim Tam Slammin'. Nice. We're not that far from 60, so we've had a good week. I haven't got him killed yet, so yay, which is good. Or I haven't got myself killed, so we've got strategies as to what's going to happen when we hit 60, and it's been really good. But that's been one of the things that we have certainly utilized, is going back with the zone scaling, is to pop back and do some of the, you know, starting areas. And it's been really good. So yeah, so it's been a busy week, which has been really good. And looking forward to a few more days of candy buckets for I think a couple more tunes. So we will see. Candy all round, I say. Which is good. Stone says, if your uniform at work was black, you could say that you're back in black. It's not black. Oh, some of it is. Thanks, Stone.
Oh, speaking of uniform, you could wear this.
Nice.
I have my very own wizard's hat.
Very cute. Nice.
I think last time I showed you the panda hat, but this time I had a wizard's hat.
Yes, that's right. Wizard's hat's good. I like it. It's very cute. Thank you. Okay, let's have a look. We're going to go into?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
That's Rogue Slayer. I was going to get you to do it live, and then I was like, yeah, you know what? I do. I really like that one. Such a cute little
bonbon.
I know. So cute. All right. So, again, don't forget, guys, Hallows End is still going until November 1st. Candy Buckets galore. Like, if you can do it, there's some dailies, all of that. Nisi's got a fantastic write-up on the website. So pop over to wowchallenges.com. You will, and have a look there. There you will find all the information on the various challenges, who can do it, who can't, bloods, always bloods, pretty much. So if you want to really utilize, like, go for it. Now's the time. It's free XP.
Do it. You can get lots of levels.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So start a new one. Start a new passy. Like, you can pick up a candy bucket from level one. So if you want to,
time for it.
If you want to try a passy, go now, because you'll get to level.
And if you've got somebody near 60, get into all the buckets. You might hit 60 just on the low level buckets, and then you've got combo exploration and buckets out in the north.
Exactly. Like, it's, the benefits is huge. It really is. So, you know, once again, because obviously Leader's not heard this enough this week, but hang on, wait for it. So don't forget, get into Hallows End and Candy Buckets. And, of course, I did want to mention that next weekend is BlizzCon starts, which is very exciting. So for anyone who is going, have a fantastic time. And, of course, any of us that are going to be watching the virtual ticket, just enjoy the show, I suppose. That's probably the main thing. So it'll be very good to hear what comes out from that. So have fun with that. All right.
If your appy is fun, get some rest and stay hydrated and eat healthy foods. And if you're watching it virtually, don't forget to stand up and do some yoga once in a while. Stretch those muscles out.
That's right. That's exactly right. Exactly. And that's good. There we go. Good advice. Good advice. Thank you for that. All right. So let's hit up with the state of the challenges and let's see how we have gone across the board this week. So Rogue Slayer, hit us up with the irons, please.
Sure. So on the irons, number 10, we have Ash Died, who did not die, at 57. Iron Grim at 58. Iron Berry at 59. Number 7 is Druidster, level 60, RIP. So sorry. No. Just got to that level. We have Asiloon at 70 and Narian at 70. At number 4, Severus Slepper at 73.
Yep.
Solfu at 76. Kargus at 80. And topping the list is Jenglor at 103.
Nice. Well done. Excellent. All right. Let's have a look at Bloods Fair. Who have we got this week?
Okay. At number 10, we have Delana, level 40. Number 9, Nisi, 44. And number 8, Lolzorts, maybe.
Luxorts, I think it's supposed to be.
Luxorts.
I think that's his.
It's my vision. It's not.
That's all right.
He's 46.
Nice.
Five Chesty is 47 at number 7. Number 6, Renewed Soul, 52, RIP. Sorry.
Sorry, Nisi.
Yeah, number 5, Blood Trap 2.
Mm-hmm.
58. Number 4, who is this Blood Lita person? 59. Mm-hmm. Getting close to 60 there.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Solfist, 74. Zayabara is in the the second position at 76. Nice. And Blizzorts, 60, or excuse me, 80.
80.
Congratulations, Zorts.
Look at Zorts go. My lord, he's got two in the blogs this week. That is fantastic. Well done, everyone. And Nisi, so sorry to hear about Renewed Soul. That's no That is no good. But I think she said that her new one is back to level 10, if I am correct. So nice. She is a leveling machine. So well done.
Yeah.
Okay, Pacifist, Rogue Slayer, head us.
All right.
Please.
Number 10, Elyserine at 44. 5, Chesty at 47. My Little Peace Out at 48. Number 7 is Passing Stone, ouch, at 55. Tiber, 57. We have Ash Spacey at 59. Number 4, Awesome Blomster at 66. At number 3 is Lysakoska at 70. Pasilita at 96. And topping the list is Passive 12 at 97.
Well done.
Excellent. Nice.
Well done. No passies lost so far this week. That's fantastic. All right. Our fair tins. How's our tins looking?
Okay, we actually have 10 people on the tin list this week. Must be Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
number 10, Holies. 33 red flagged, however, for heirloom sets being equipped.
Mm-hmm.
Number not good.
Yeah.
Number 9, Carastus.
Mm-hmm.
Level 35. Number 8.
Iron Ovi?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm having a bad eye day today.
You're right.
Level 35.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7. Agrother. It's a relic, but it's translated. Also, red flag for fishing and cooking. And not allowed gear. Being too high.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, Cassite?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, 41. Number 5, DK Scout, 60. Number 4, Ashley, 78. Number 3, Hunter Punk, 79.
Good name.
Number 2, who is this person? This is my Ferris Gay at 99.
Yay!
And at the first position, Iron Capper at 108.
That's me.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Well done. Look at you two go. Fantastic. All right. Greens, Rogue Slayer. Go for it.
All right, in the 10th spot, we have Longbow at 64. Now, I must say, the next three are me. Number 9, Greenadelic at 65. Then
nice.
We have Greeny Gaga. That's my little goblin shaman.
Mm-hmm.
She's 68. And then Sky Green at 70.
Well done.
Sky Wind is 71.
Mm-hmm.
Leaf, like a leaf in the wind, is 73. And number 4, Celadon is 78. Zyageva is 80, and then at number 2 is Thishiar at 98, and number 1, Jang Green at 103. Woo!
Wow. Well done. Okay, Working Man. Fair. You right with these?
Yes.
Excellent.
We have 7 Working Man characters.
Mm-hmm.
Work it Assy at number 7.
Assy?
Number
is that Assy? What?
Hey, that's Assy.
All what? Right. He's got a working man. What? Okay. Nice.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Number
cool.
6. Cephizort? Cephi work. Also 10.
Mm-hmm.
Chris works at 11.
Mm-hmm.
9 to 5 is 16.
Love that.
Lots of new working men's. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is effortless. I love it. 48.
That's mine.
Yay.
Nice.
I made an easy name too.
I know. Yeah, that's really great.
I can read that one. Yeah. Number 2 is an easy one too, but it's an RIP work. Mm-hmm. 51 RIP. Mm-hmm. And my Ferristella is 76.
Wow.
Well done. All right. So it's been a little bit of a rough week, I've noticed, but you know what? Look at all that leveling. Fantastic. Well done, guys. So let's have a look at the teams. So Iron Teams, I'll do these ones. So we got 6. What's going on? We got Iron Teams everywhere. Okay, so at number 6 this week, we've got Not Losing Us hit 25. Number 5 is Everything Hurts hit 28. Number 4, are you... And Zenovi hit 35. The third one is Four Doors Down Mon, 37. Number 2 is Teams Gone at 38. And number 1 is Tim Tam Slammin' at 59. Look at all those teams. Well done. Very nice. Now, blood teams, we have got number 2 is Deadly Corgi and Assassination Squad hit 24. And number 1 this week is Grade D but Edible at 49. I'm pretty sure both of those teams are Taco and 5. I'm going to, yes, yep. Well done. Nice work. All right. No green teams this week, but you know what? Well done, everyone. Look at all that leveling. Fantastic. So again, utilize Hallows. And if you want some, if your challenge tune can do, go use it because that XP is amazing. All right, let us do this week, because we have the fabulous Rogue Slayer, we're going to do this bumper. Let's have a look.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
Oh, there we go. All right, so we like to start this section off every, you know, this is our section. People can send us, you know, tips, tricks, jokes, puns, questions, letters, all of those kinds of things. So we do like to utilize and start this off with a particular thing. So he's now got his own bumper, Rogue Slayer. So here we go. Let's do this. Ready?
Yep.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Oh. All right. Okay. Thank you, Azzy. It's a great bumper. It's really good. Okay. Hit us with it, Rogue Slayer. What has Azzy sent us in this week, please?
Azzy sent in. So Astronaut 1 says, "Hey, I can't find any milk for my coffee." To which Astronaut 2 replies, "In space, no one can hear you scream." Hear you scream.
All right.
I was glad I read that one ahead of time because it took me a minute.
Yeah. It's Azzy. You have sent in so like better ones. It's not his worst. That is at least that. So thinking man's pun. Azzy, it's Sunday morning. Don't make me think, okay? just don't. But thank you, Azzy. Thank you, as always. Alrighty. Okay. We have got some stuff that's come in. So, Fair, can I get you to read this one for me, please?
Yeah, from Mobius 6 or 8, maybe?
8, yep.
8. My eyes today. In classic WoW, our pet battles... or our pet talents allowed for hunters. I don't see them addressed since they are a part of beast training. I'm not a hunter, so I'm going to punt this to Lita.
Yes, that's fine. We did discuss this maybe a couple weeks ago, a month ago, and yeah, the pet stuff is basically the show with Ammonia, thank you. Which is along the same thing. So talent wise there is no talents. Okay, so when it comes down to classic, if you're doing classic, there is no talents. However, you can go to your hunter trainer and you can buy the spells or, you know, the bits and pieces. You can go and tame new beasts to get, you know, to learn roar and all. I mean, I haven't played a hunter yet in classic, but you're back to, you know, hunting down certain pets who can do certain abilities, and that part of it is fine. But pet talents is the same as normal talents. Okay, you can't have them. So again, we can't track this stuff in classic as of yet. We're still waiting on the confirmation and that we can get access to the API. And as we had said, you know, when Classic came out, it is a process that we, you know, everyone is waiting on. So, again, if you're attempting to do any of the challenges in Classic, strip everything down to as basic as you can. So, you know, don't pick your talents for yourself. Don't pick your talents for your pet. You can go by training if you've got enough silver. That's probably the big thing. And other than that, you know, go for it. But as to the talents themselves, nope. Okay, none of those. So don't use any of those trees for spec wise. So I think they call it's the spec trees. Again, it's the different format. Going back to the classic is the old form. There is no spec as per se. You don't go, oh well, I want to be a beastmaster. You would be putting your little points into whichever tree. So just don't put the points in the tree. You can go by your spells, that's fine, but don't put the points into your tree. Okay. So I hope that answers that. Now, I have got a question. Well, it was a thought, actually. It was a thought. And I put this through to the mods, and I don't think anyone's done this. So I was kind of, because I was thinking, you know, I've been doing teams for a few weeks now, and I thought, I wonder if you can actually do teams across different servers. Because sometimes, you know, people play either US, Oceanic, like all of those kind of things. Have we lost Rogue Slayer? You know what? We will just do that until she comes back. She back?
Discord spiked me.
Oh, nice. That's okay. That's all right. I'll wait till you're back. You good?
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, I was just listening, all of a sudden it was just like, boop.
All the things. No, it's all good. It's all good. We got, look, I heard someone, and I thought someone's phone had gone off. So I was just like, oh, I'll just keep talking away. So as to teams, like, is it possible to do teams across different servers? So that was my ask. And, you know, we're thinking, well, maybe it is doable. I haven't done it yet, so I want to try it and see. But I was discussing this with Execute, and we thought, well, maybe it might not be the best way, because I don't think you can still trade things, even if you're in a team. You can do conjured stuff like health stones, but other things like, you know, if you're selling stuff on the auction house, money, you might pick up, I don't know, if you pick up a white or a gray item that you're like, hey, this is, you know, you can have this. I don't know if it'll be tradable. So that would be interesting. But anyway, it was just a thought. Yeah, might have to check it out. Wondered if anyone in the chat room had tried it. So obviously not. Connected Realms would trade, yeah, but I'm talking from a like a US oceanic, like a specific change, because they're not connected. So anyway, might have to try it and we'll see. So yeah, but just throwing a thought out there, you know, sometimes have weird and wacky thoughts and I just haven't had time to see how it goes. So anyway, might have to test it this week. All right, so challenger tip of the week, and this week I would thought I thought I would throw it over to Rogue Slayer and see what else that she has got for us. So Rogue Slayer, your tip of the week for as two challenges, what have you got?
I have a very specific tip that I found this week. Now, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've been banging my head against challenges for a long time, but I found something new today, or yesterday, over in Swamp of Sorrows, which is one of my comfort zones. When you're doing the very first couple of quests, we have to get the Makura tails and the snapfish icy drink beverages from the little guys out there. There's a dock that goes out to a ship that's parked right there. Well, if you take your toon out on the dock, there's usually some Makura and some of the little crabby guys hanging around under the water. So you can go out on the dock and shoot the one that won't have to run past anybody else, so he'll grab along with them, but shoot them from the dock, and they have to come all the way up onto the shore and then get them around and come out on the dock before they can start biting you. Meantime, if you have a range, you're just pew-pew-pewing at them the whole way, and they can't get you. So I would say that's my tip. But if you can find anything else like that where you can get yourself elevated and you can get them, but they have to go a long ways around, do it.
Nice. Excellent.
Didn't know that.
No.
Yep.
Nice. All right.
It worked out quite well because I was on this toon that I was saying runs out of mana a lot. So she had time to do a little regeneration on her mana, and it was awesome.
And, you know, those couple of, it might only be a couple of seconds, but those couple of seconds can be the difference between, I'm dead. So
you get in one extra heal, you know, it's perfect.
That's right. That's right. Good tip. All right. Swamp of Sorrows is such a, it's such a really cool zone. Like it there's lots of stuff going on.
Lots of stuff going on. It is not too much where you have to go to the end of the earth and then come back over here.
Yeah.
You know, it's fairly well localized.
Yeah. And if you're lucky and, you know, there is quite a few rares over there too. So if you're strong enough with what your toon you're taking over, bonus XP from those rares is very, very nice.
I've had one of my bloodthirsties parked at, I can't remember the name of it. The horde place out in Dustwall La Marsh, Brackenwall Village.
Yeah.
She's got a nice little route that she just goes and gets like six or seven rares and then goes back home.
Nice. Nice. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes that's all you need to do is just, you know, tick that over, you know, every couple of hours once they respawn or once a day, and all of a sudden, you know, ding. So, yeah, always good. All right. Anything from the chat room? What have we got? Taco says US Oceanic are different server sets. Can't group those two. Yep. Okay. So you cannot connect. It's got to be Oceanic, US, US. Can't do. All right. Be interesting. I was wondering, because you can normally try. We will, as I said, just need to see if it's possible. A curiosity could kill the cat and probably would kill the challenge. No, not my luck. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta just try these things and see what there is. So yeah. Okay, all right. Anything else from the chat room? Nothing. Nada. Nothing. Okay. All right. Well, I think, ladies, that we will start to wrap this up, eh? So we might go with some thank yous to start with. Fair, are you okay with these ones?
Sure.
No okay.
problem.
All right.
We want to send a very big thank you to all of the Iron Elite. These are the people who support us through Twitch or Patreon or PayPal, anyway, mm-hmm. all kinds of ways and forms to support yes. us to keep the website alive and the lights on, and all the money goes to that.
Yeah.
This is much appreciated. And let me just run through some of these, well, all of them that are on my list at least. Two Shanks, Aliandras, Azilun, Chupa, Crash Landy 99, Dave the Hunter, Daenerys 1985, Dino, Execute, Elby, Fiesta Taco, Five Iron, Frazzly Sparkspan, Gaston, Grand Negus, Chris, Leela, Lisanne, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Miggy, Nisi, O Canada, Oxy Hammer, Rude De Bruin, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Filani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tully Bardine, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Wolminia, Unamathil, Wynema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all.
Thank you. And once again, you know, without the support from you guys, there would not be the website. So, and fantastic. My family decides to start hammering when I'm doing a show. Don't you just love it? All I ask for every week is like a couple of hours to do the show. No. Anyway. All right. So from me, Stone and Stir, we would like to say a huge thank you to our wonderful mods. Not only are they doing a fantastic job here in Twitch, but also on Discord and all the other places, forums, websites, all of that. So huge thank you for everything that you guys do. So that is Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Zaya, Zorts, and of course, Nisi. Again, you know, you make our lives so much easier with the things that you do. So thank you very much for that. Huge thank you also to the man behind the plan, so to speak. He is our coding god, guru, whatever you want to call him. Alminia, thank you for all the things that you do with fixing and the new website that's coming. It is coming. So lots of excitement about what's going to be coming very well soon, TM, I should say that. And of course, thank you to you guys for hanging out, for listening, you know, those that are listening, and just being here today. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it. Now, no cake for them, Chris. Yeah, I didn't make a cake this morning, but I did make Blondie. So I left it upstairs. I should have brought it downstairs. It's like a brownie, but it's not with cocoa. So it's Blondie. Yeah, it's got marshmallow, white chocolate, and peanuts. It's a little bit moreish. So I left it upstairs. It's probably gone by the time I get up there. Anyway. All right. So wrapping up. Next week is BlizzCon. So guess what? we're taking a week off because Lita wants to watch BlizzCon and wants to, yeah, so that's the call. So we will, I will still be doing an episode. There will be no live show next week. I will be organizing just probably a very short state of the challenges if anything pops up. So it'll be a very quick show and we will put that out for the episode. But live, we will be back on Saturday, November 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here. Okay. And I will be having the, well, I don't know. I don't know if I should get them together. Now I'm concerned. Anyway, too late. They both said yes. I can't go back now. Stir and Stone will be joining me.
Oh my.
So, yeah. So we are going, we will have like a BlizzCon wrap up and, you know, if there's anything that we need to be looking at for the challenges and have a chat. And of course, Stone will be at BlizzCon next week representing us as, even though he's there for a couple of days. So thank you. Thank you, Stone. You got your hat. Make sure you pack your hat and your t-shirt. Okay? It's, yeah. Anyway, he's going to be there. So, so we will be back then. But for today, Rogue Slayer, thank you so much for joining us and for all of the information. I'm really sorry you've lost so many twos since July, but damn, I can't wait to hear how the death list is going to go in December. So, you know, there's, look, you got to look on the bright side. You're making me happy by looking at death. So, you know, it's kind of
lessons learned.
Exactly. Exactly. So can you please tell everyone where they can find you, where they can get in contact with you, please?
Sure, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at RogueSlayer1. And if you want to go to my website, which I'm still trying to get myself in the habit of doing, it's gobetterbath.com.
Nice. Alrighty. And we will have all the information up on the website with the episode. Okay, now, where you can find us? Well, pop over to wowchallenges.com. That's where all the information is for not only the challenges, rules, FAQ, all of that, but also Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. You can listen to us by downloading the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And you know what? If you would like to send in a question, a tip for the challenges, tip of the week, or your jokes, your puns, any of that kind of stuff, please send an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. Now, Fair, where can we find you?
You can usually find me on Discord, even if it doesn't say I'm on, it's possible that I might be lurking. And I am in the guild on the Alliance side of Wormrest Accord. I don't spend a lot of time on the WoW Classic server guild, but if you need an invite, just pop on Discord and ask for it, and some of us will hop over there. I can invite you to either Alliance or Horde guild on Classic.
Exactly. Fantastic. Thank you for that. All right. And don't forget where you can find me is I'm over on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. And also check out Adventures in Azeroth, which Stone and I recorded episode 91, I think it was. Anyway, we recorded an episode yesterday. So it is out, and go check that out. Other than that, final thank yous we would like. Fair, do you want to throw out our thanks to these guys?
As always, a very big thank you to Mark Honan for our wonderful intro. He is at Mark Honan Wow, and you can find him on the Twitter at Mark Honan Wow. We also have a very big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. And he's at Epic_Insanity. And you can find him on Twitter and Frozen Nerds and BlizzCon podcast.
Nice. Sabotage. You can't remember the episode number. Not really? Yeah. I think it's... anyway, whichever. Again, thank you, Rogue Slayer, for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it. Best of luck with all of your tunes, and especially Candy Buckets. Don't forget.
Candy Buckets.
Candy Buckets.
Yes, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me on to chit-chat again. It's always fun.
It is always fun. Absolutely. And Fair, thank you for today for co-hosting duties. Appreciate that. Other than that, chat room... guys, everyone, have a great week. Please stay safe, both in and out of game. And before we hit the final button, let's just one more time, because, you know, leader's in control, so...
Oh, I love it. In my sleep.
I know. I love it. Anyway, all right, say goodbye, everyone. Let's do this.
Goodbye,
bye.
Y'all.
Be safe.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2019. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.